Welcome to Civil Defense Radio with your host, Preston Schlankhofer, where we talk about all things civil defense. Civil defense is about building community resiliency by becoming better informed, prepared, and organized to meet whatever disaster might affect you, your neighborhood, and your community. There are many threats on the horizon, yet we cannot rely on true and accurate media coverage of many of these issues. These threats are propagated from the mainstream media seeking to tell only one side of the story. In fact, this propagation can even be considered biased propaganda. This is a legitimate threat to you, your family, and our nation, and here on Civil Defense Radio, we seek the facts that others leave out. Remember, your tomorrow may depend on today's preparedness. Now, here is your host, Preston Schlankhofer.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Civil Defense Radio. I'm your host, Preston Schlankhofer, coming to you from the Strategic Command and Control Center deep within the Civil Defense Radio bunker. This week, we will discuss a variety of topics that I believe, through my research, has all come together to present a very troubling future for freedom around the world, but especially in America. Some may say this is tinfoil hat talk, but since the biological attack on the world by China with the Wuhan virus and the U.S. presidential elections brought to us by a corrupt Venezuelan voting system, there is no need to speak of conspiracy theories in today's world. No, these are just evil, diabolical conspiracies, plain and simple. Even the conspirators themselves are openly speaking of their plans for world domination and control. They spoke of a pandemic in the beginning of a Trump presidency and the next crisis bigger than COVID, which is a power grid financial collapse. We will get into that coming up. But first, China. China has a 100-year plan for world domination. This is through economic, political, and military domination of the globe. Author and columnist Gordon Chang has written and spoken on this subject at length. China is no doubt the biggest threat to Western democratic freedom we face today, but the Western communists are no lesser threat. But they are internal and can be dealt with for now. The casual observer of global affairs will conclude that wherever China goes or has gone, their control of those nations has begun softly, but soon morphs into strong control and dominance over the political and economic power structures of that nation. But being a global tyrant is expensive, and it has been taking its toll on the Red Regime. Gordon Chang writes for a number of publications, one of which is the Gatestone Institute. In an article from December 30th, 2020, Chang writes, "China's economy is worse than it appears, and its vaccines, needed for a full recovery, are still in development, far behind America's." In the meantime, Beijing's response to the coronavirus, which includes the smearing of America, is resulting in China losing friends worldwide. Government stimulus is powering much of the current growth, as are net exports. Yet the current flood of defaults in China points to widespread weakness. Beijing's spending spree, therefore, is not sustainable, even with the help of foreign investments. Little side note here, U.S. tariffs and trade sanctions has done a number on China, as well as President Trump calling for U.S. businesses to shut down their operations there. Matter of fact, they have until November 2021 to be out. His November 12, 2020 executive order banned investments by U.S. entities in 31 Chinese companies that have ties to the Chinese military-industrial complex. Investing in these companies is like paying China to build up their military to defeat us. We are paying for our own destruction, all in the name of capitalism. Now, continuing with Gordon Chang, he says, ultimately, the economy will recover only when China has an effective and safe vaccine. Although the Chinese have had months of a head start, they are far behind America. Another quick note. The Chinese have had scores of their people in our National Institutes of Health for decades, learning, studying, and working alongside our doctors, scientists, and researchers. My friend's wife has said most of the people in her department are Chinese. So continuing with Chang, China is fast losing support in capitals around the world. It is not hard to figure out why. Chinese ruler Xi Jinping deliberately spread the virus beyond China's borders by lying about the transmissibility of the disease and while locking down Wuhan, forcing countries to take arrivals from China. And others are now starting to understand the maliciousness of the Communist Party. Moreover, they are learning about its venality. For instance, China this spring sold Italy medical protective gear that the Italians had donated to Beijing a few weeks earlier. Today, there are coronavirus outbreaks around China. The latest is in Beijing, and the central government has employed lockdowns, mass testing, and contact tracing. Not much else is known, unfortunately. Why? The Communist Party is absolutely determined to control the narrative. On January 26th of this year, 2020, it announced the central leading small group for work to counter the new coronavirus infections pneumonia epidemic, China's task force. Supporting the party's narrative was the primary goal of the ruling organization. Unquote. The communists in China, Europe, and America cannot survive without controlling their narrative. Just look at the censorship of opposing voices, ideas, and speech by the left in America. Even President Trump's Twitter account has been blocked at times, and his posts are fact-checked by partisan hacks within Twitter and by their partisan contractors. Facebook, or what I call Fakebook, which has shadow banned my personal account, Instagram, YouTube, and other social media outlets have used their immense power to stifle the opposition before the election and even since then. There have been many reports of vote fraud perpetrated by malicious software in many, if not all, Dominion voting machines. I suspect that other voting machines used the same corrupt software to switch votes from President Trump to Biden. I believe attorneys Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell in their charges that this corruption of our voting system has been going on for decades. What is even more insidious is the external threats from China, North Korea, Russia, and Iran are the mounting threats from American politicians and business leaders. These people are the lowest form of scum, the type who works from the inside to corrupt and subvert our nation from within. The traitors who do this act all high and mighty and speak as if they love our nation. They do not, because their actions speak otherwise. They work to pervert our education and justice systems, compromise our morality, especially that of our young people, bankrupt our society, and overthrow the U.S. Constitution. By doing this, they hope to enslave our nation's citizens in a global socialist order, a one-world government system. Yes, this is biblical prophecy coming true before our very eyes. Watch for more events to come. Read the books of Daniel, Isaiah, and Revelation for more on future events. I recommend asking someone who is up on prophecy to help you if you're interested. And also prepare for difficult times. COVID is a tool for lockdowns. I use a large variety of sources of information to draw on to inform me so I may make intelligence-driven decisions and informed outlooks on the events that shape our lives and our nation. One of the most interesting sources is Bob Livingston's alerts. Bob Livingston has been warning us that the design behind the pandemic lockdowns is a perpetual one, meaning the lockdowns are meant to last forever. He says we can see this in the very commentary of the establishment elites that are pushing for lockdowns, their most frequent argument being that the pandemic restrictions are the new normal. Look how many people are leaving those states where they have tyrannical mayors and governors. They are in a mad rush to leave for freedom in places like Texas, Florida, Arizona, and others that are governed by sensible leaders. We are not going back to normal. In an article by globalist Gideon Litchfield on the World Economic Forum website, he states, "Ultimately, however, I predict that we'll restore the ability to socialize safely by developing more sophisticated ways to identify who is a disease risk and who isn't, and discriminated legally against those who are. One can't imagine a world in which to get on a flight, perhaps you'll have to be signed up to a service that tracks your movements via your phone. the airline wouldn't be able to see where you'd gone, but it would get an alert if you'd been close to known infected people or a disease hotspot. There'd be similar requirements at the entrance of large venues, government buildings, or public transportation hubs. There would be temperature scanners everywhere, and your workplace might demand you wear a monitor that tracks your temperature or other vital signs. Where nightclubs ask for proof of age, in the future they might ask for proof of immunity, an identity card, or some kind of digital verification via your phone showing you've already recovered from or been vaccinated against the latest virus strain. Unquote. They are also planning vaccination passports that you will be required to carry everywhere you go. This may be something like a real passport with stamps and vaxes you have received, or it could also be an app that has all the tracing and tracking ability of a truly Orwellian state. They have proposed restricting employment, social interactions, and travel for anyone not having the proper vaccinations. Does this sound like true freedom? This sounds like the biblical passage of not being able to buy or sell without the mark of the beast, and that mark will be included in the final vaccination approved by the globalist. This will never end. When in history have we ever quarantined the healthy and not just those who were sick? Think about this. Also, since when has the standard of a virus been total immunity of the population? They haven't ever found a true vaccine for the annual flu. We always get a strain of it, but never the one that's coming up, because there's so many, let alone the common cold. And where is the vaccine for AIDS, which has been around for decades with that little rat Fauci's fingerprints all over the research? No, these people have discovered a way to scare the world's population and use it to sink the world economy and enslave the masses under a one-world socialism. Livingston reports that these elitists have been socializing these ideas since at least 2014. Globalists have a practice of floating their agenda in the open, where most people don't pay attention to what they are saying or understand the implications of it. But those who are enlightened and are on the inside of the plan understand what they are saying and begin to move in that direction. Phrases like Great Reset, Fourth Industrial Revolution, Social Reliance, Reimagining Capitalism have all been in their articles and publications for some time. All of these buzzwords are socialist ideas. How do you reimagine capitalism? Think about it. Reimagine capitalism. Yeah, right. How do you do that without making it a central government-controlled system of failure? It doesn't work. Livingston also reminds us that the CDC, the WHO, and the medical community's own statistics show that COVID is not a threat to 99.7% of the population. Think about that. If we are to accept their stats as even remotely accurate, then COVID becomes a non-issue for most people, and they are not going to go along with the mandates for much longer if they are not already in revolt. I know I am. My wife and I are. We're in revolt. 99% of the population should be allowed to go about their lives without any problems or government interference or wearing a mask. But that does not square with the globalist agenda. They must succeed by their target date of 2030 or before. Take a moment and look up the United Nations Agenda 2030 and read for yourself some of the plans they have for the global population. It's not good. You will remember global cooling, global warming, and climate change. These are all concoctions of their globalist dream of world domination through redistributing wealth from rich countries, America especially, and supposedly giving it to the poorer nations. But the middlemen get to keep a hefty sum of what they steal from others. It's all part of funding their pet projects with our money. Yes, we are paying huge sums of money to people who are using our money to steal our nation and our freedom. Why do you think we give away so much money to nations that don't like us and have opposing political views? because it goes to fund our demise and make corrupt politicians wealthy. The Great Reset. Managing Director Jeremy Jurgens, World Economic Forum, stated in a March 17, 2020 article on their website, quote, "I believe that there will be another crisis. It will be more significant. It will be faster than what we've seen with COVID. The impact will be greater. And as a result, the economic and social implications will be even more significant." Unquote. Excuse me? Faster and more impactful than COVID, with greater economic and social implications and more significant? These guys are telling us what they have planned. And Klaus Schwab, founder and executive chairman of the World Economic Forum, stated, "We all know, but still pay insufficient attention to frightening scenarios of a comprehensive cyber attack could bring a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison to a major cyber attack. To use the COVID-19 crisis as a timely opportunity to reflect on the lessons the cybersecurity community can draw and improve our unpreparedness for a potential cyber pandemic." Unquote. Have you heard this guy? Have you heard him speak? Is it me, or does he sound like a typical Nazi general in a World War II movie? You decide. The video link is below. So what Herr Klaus is saying is they plan to take down our electric grid. Think about this. They are gaming a hit on our grid so they can take down our financial system to win the grand prize, America. These Satan worshipers are truly sick in the head and demon-possessed. Their evil schemes must be thwarted by the true patriots of our nation. A quick internet search reveals scores of articles and videos where the subject is Civil War II and resisting the coming one-world tyranny. For anyone with an open mind, one that is not controlled by the media and peer pressure, it is easy to see where we are going and what their agenda truly is. So this brings up the current presidential contest, with President Trump not conceding to the overwhelming propaganda and pressure from the neo-Marxist left. He is trying to prevent the takeover of America by these evil forces and maintain our constitutional freedoms. But the enemy is rich, powerful, and has some major media, big tech, and social media outlets on their side. Remember, many of these companies are globalist corporations, and they don't see our rights and freedoms the same way as we, the people, do. Freedom is at risk from these maniacal mad hatters who desire to create a biblical one-world socialist government. Proof of this agenda is in their own words and their actions. This Wuhan Red Death is a tool of the tyrants of every state and nation around the globe. In America, it is obvious in states and cities from California to New York, including New York City, Baltimore, Washington, D.C., Chicago, and many more. If you still have doubts, I suggest you stop watching the major news propagandist outlets, which also means no more Fox News, and watch more balanced and patriotic outlets like One America News Network, Right Side Media Online, and others. You should also read AmericanThinker.com, The Epic Times, Townhall.com, and others for a better understanding of what is really going on in this nation. You can also listen to the Rush Limbaugh Show. In an interview with Daniela Cambone from Stansberry Research on December 28, 2020, author of best-selling Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Robert Kiyosaki, says communism is coming. He says that we are being set up with Biden pick Janet Yellen as our new Fed chair, who will create a more centralized government than we have now. We are being set up. He also warns that civil war is imminent and to be prepared for it in 2021. Whatever happens with the American election on or after January 6, there will be chaos and violence around the country. I also believe that if Trump is the victor, as I believe he will be, there will be a resurgence of Islamic extremist terrorism. there is a red-green axis, the neo-Marxist left and Islamist alliance, to bring down Western capitalism and usher in the New World Order and its thousand points of light. The truth is, there will be no light, just darkness, as people lose their freedoms around the globe. Digital currency. As we learned in episode 87, there are always opportunities in chaos and hard times. The trick is to have your eyes open and see it when it is presented. In episode 82, about the coming financial crisis, our guest spoke about investing in gold, silver, and cryptocurrencies. Robert Kiyosaki backs up this advice in a video on December 28th, 2020, and the link is below. I have been watching cryptocurrencies for a couple years. I haven't been a big player in it because I really didn't understand it. But recently I began investigating it more and found some very big names who are promoting Bitcoin, like Robert Kiyosaki and Michael Saylor, founder and CEO of MicroStrategy. Both have put millions of dollars in Bitcoin. Saylor himself admits to buying over $450 million of Bitcoin. He calls it the people's money, not government fiat money. Bitcoin has definitely been making some powerful moves in November and December. It reached a high of $29,000 per coin. Yes, it is still a good time to buy Bitcoin. Just be sure to buy it on its dips and not on the highs. Personally, in addition to buying Bitcoin, I want to find the next Bitcoin, one that is still cheap right now so I can buy a bunch of it. I found what I believe is such a coin. It is a utility coin that just hit the market on December 15th, 2020. The value is low, but after reading the white paper and their website, I like their products and services, like blockchain-based email, voice, and chat app, crypto trading exchange, crypto wallet, and crypto card that is like an ATM card and switches between crypto and fiat currency. I liked it so much that I invested in a staking position and am actively promoting this coin and their service, which have not fully been released. This company is based in Germany and is still in a pre-launch phase until March 15th, 2021. But the coin is available now on a couple exchanges as well as our own exchange. If you are interested, I would enjoy sharing more information with you if you send me an email specifically for this at g999preston. That's g999preston@gmail.com. So, civil defense equals resiliency equals survival. The top-down governmental approach to solve our community resiliency problem has failed us. We need a community-based grassroots approach to solve this problem. To be resilient, it takes preparation, organization, and training to meet the needs of whatever situation we may find ourselves in. Civil defense helps reduce panic in a disaster, and this is why we strongly recommend establishing a community-based civil defense organization in your city or county in partnership with your local emergency manager and community leaders. Let's start a conversation with the guide found on our resources page of our website at civildefenseradio.com. Be sure to check out our regular postings on Facebook at Civil Defense Radio and some on Twitter at civil_def_radio. where we post quite often, and also check out our YouTube channel at Civil Defense Radio Podcast and MeWe and Parler. So I wish to thank you for being with us, and Denmark, you guys are awesome. You guys are still number two after these last few weeks. This is quite an honor to have you guys on board like this. So thank you again, and for all of our friends out there in 2021, we wish you the best. We want to bring you relevant information. We want to bring you information that you're not getting anywhere else, and we want to help clarify it. And the best way for me to do that is to do what I'm doing. But we also care for you, and we want you to be safe. We want you to have freedom. We want you to have prosperity. So please, this year, knuckle down, prepare, organize, get with like-minded friends, do things that need to happen in order to ensure your safety, your family's safety, and your friend's safety. If that's your neighborhood, if that's a separate group that you belong to, that you'll go off somewhere else, whatever it is, your plan A, have a plan B, and even a plan C, because you never know which one will need to be activated. So please, be safe, be informed, be prepared, and may God bless you and keep you until next time.